Without further ado, it is our honor to invite our guest speaker for tonight, Sayyid Muhammad Hashimi from the Islamic Republic of Iran, who will be speaking to the believers tonight about the loneliness of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We humbly invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. بارئ الخلائق أجمعين وبائث الأنبياء والمرسلين ثم الصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي العربي الهاشمي القرشي العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأراضين بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد. ثم الصلاة والسلام على آله آل الله واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أعداء الله إلى قيام يوم الله. قال مولانا ومقتدانا أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه: أنا خبل الله المتين وأنا الصراط المستقيم وأنا الحجة لله على خلقه اجمعین بعد رسوله الصادق الامین صلی الله علیه و آله. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته. Respected brothers and sisters, dear scholars, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your a'mal inshallah during the holy month of Ramadan, especially during the layal al-qadr. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq to be amongst the most sincere followers of Mawlana Amir al-Mu'mineen bi barakati salawatin ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. In Surah Al-Hamd, every day and in every Salat, we recite this verse: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the straight path which leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to our narrations, including what I narrated at the beginning of the lecture, Amirul Mu'mineen says, "Anas siratul mustaqim." Inshallah, for our sisters to be, inshallah, absolute silent. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, "Ana siratul mustaqim." I don't know if you have ever reflected on this narration and compared this with the verse in Surah Al-Hamd, "Ihdina siratul mustaqim." According to Quran, when you go and recite the verses of Quran, especially if you go to Tafsir al-Mizan, and if you go to Adab al-Salat, to Sirr al-Salat of Imam Khomeini, you see that according to them, the most significant and important being in this universe, in the existence, is human being. There is nothing above human being. In Surah al-Baqarah, we recite this verse: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels that I'm going to appoint a vicegerent on the earth. قالوا أتجعل فيها. This question of the angels is so important. There are so many controversial tafasir around this verse of Quran. But this question, that atajalu fiha may yufsidu fiha. Oh Allah, are you seriously appointing this being which is going to shed the blood of innocent on the earth and cause turbulences on the earth? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. While we are here, we do tasbih, we do taqdis on the highest levels of tasbih and taqdis. What was the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can our sisters help us? إِنِّي عَلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I know what you don't know. Keep this part of this verse in your mind. Then when you continue this verse, you recite this. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam the asma. What are the asma? This is not the time to talk about that concept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam all the names which are the realities of the universe. ثُمَّ أَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ قَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ. And then showed these names to the angels and told them, can you explain to me the meanings and the realities of these names? They said, what? قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. We don't know. Our knowledge is limited. We don't have any idea about this asma. Then what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say here? قَالَ يَا آدَمْ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Now, Adam, you become the teacher of the angels. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. And when Adam informed them about those names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Didn't I tell you, I know the ghayb, the unseen of the heavens and the earth? أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. In the first verse, what was that? إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا. What was that knowledge that angels were not aware of? The reality of human being. Because you know, with all the differences between the angels and Iblis, they share one thing very strongly. Both of them, according to Quran, they don't know human being. Here in this verse, angels said that. In other verse of Quran, Shaitan says, أنا خير من. خلقتني من نار وخلقته خلقته من طين. I'm better than the human being. You made me out of fire while you made him out of clay. This was the perception, the level of awareness of Iblis about the human being. And that was the level of the awareness and the knowledge of angels about the human being. But what was the point of Quran here? You know, the angels, as we know, are in the highest levels of existence, of spirituality. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that another being have this supremacy upon them, it shows that this being, which is human being, is the most perfect existent ever. And the best thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever created. Because if something else was more perfect or better, Allah would say that in Quran. So, all of this introduction for what? To understand this narration of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ana siratul mustaqim. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. If you say that there is a path to Allah, that Amirul Mu'mineen is on the path. So there is a path and Ali is on the path. It shows there is a path prior to Ali, better than Ali, closer to Allah than Ali and Rasulullah. But according to Quran, there is no such a thing in the universe. So Ali is the Sirat itself.
Ali
is Sirat. Ihdina Sirat al Mustaqim is Ya Allah. Ihdini Ali ibn Abi Talib, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. This is the reality of Amir al-Mu'mineen. But if sometimes, when we stick with this reality, we think that Ali is a monk, or some kind of Indian, Western, Eastern, na'udhu billah, like this, what do you call them? What Sayyid Shahriyar says, yeah. Or shamans, or those, you know, so-called spiritualities in the, you know, South America or India or other places, live in the cave for decades. Huh? Chose to live in solitary. This is not Ali. This is not Islam. Because Rasulullah said, La rahbaniyata fil Islam. When we look at this, and when we figure out that Sirat al-Mustaqim is Ali himself, we have to go closer and closer to the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen. There is no other path. This is why Rasulullah, because it's a very bold statement by Rasulullah. Aliyun ma'al haq wal haqu ma'a Ali. It's not easy to say that. The truth revolves around Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali. This statement cannot be true unless we believe that Ali is the truth itself. There is no separation. Okay? So when we want to get closer to this personality, sometimes it's very good to go and have a journey in the history and see what happened. كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين عاقبة المكذبين and see how people treated Amir al-Mu'mineen and how long they could take it to be with Ali. One of the best, you know, periods of time to evaluate people being with Ali ibn Abi Talib is the time Amir al-Mu'mineen was chosen as the Khalifa. After 25 years of absence, after 25 years of usurpation of the Khilafah, Amir al-Mu'mineen was chosen as the Khalifa. It is so important, brothers and sisters, to read and study this period of time in the history. Because the society that Rasulullah shaped, the Medina that Rasulullah established, okay, it had some characteristics. People would live for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would die for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would befriend others for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would become angry with others for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after 25 years, all those red lines that Rasulullah draw for the Islamic Ummah, one by one violated. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen, at the beginning of his Khilafah, he faced a society full of problems. Many of the teachings of Rasulullah were easily abolished because of the tons of the wealth, billions of dollars, talk of like now, millions of gold and silver coins flooded the treasury of Muslimin for 25 years. And because of the absence of justice, people who would live together with a very small difference, this kind of society turned into a society with different classes, with different colors, with different net worth, with different personalities. And many of those people, they wanted to keep these interests. They wanted to keep their position. When Ali ibn Abi Talib took this office of Khilafah, He wanted to implement the absolute justice. But people, especially the elite people, the famous people, the people who benefited more from the current situation, they wouldn't accept that. And I want to say that Ali ibn Abi Talib, in the history of Islam, he suffered from the, you know, an unheard kind of loneliness. In the time of Rasulullah, he was alone because of some of the reasons. This was why Rasulullah became the brother of Amir al-Mu'mineen in the Ukhuwah. In 25 years, he was alone. You know, after the usurpation of Khilafah in the Saqifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen, some of the companions would come to Amir al-Mu'mineen and told him, we can rise up against this oppression. Do something. Ya Aba Turab. It is said, I think it is narrated in the book of Sulaym ibn Qais. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, okay, whoever wants to join me to rise against this oppression, okay, shave your head and tomorrow come to Masjid al-Nabi. From all of those hundreds or thousands of the companions of Rasulullah, just four of them did so and joined Amir al-Mu'mineen. Four. One of them, Zubayr ibn Awam. This was the relationship between Zubayr and Amir al-Mu'mineen in that time. Zubayr was one of them. But Amir al-Mu'mineen remained alone. He couldn't do anything with four people. It's just a suicidal mission. And Amir al-Mu'mineen wouldn't do that. And Karbala was different. Inshallah, another time we can talk about the difference between the time of Abi Abdullah and Amir al-Mu'mineen. And when he was chosen as the Khalifa, again he was alone. Why? Because of some reasons that stopped that society to join Ali ibn Abi Talib and to establish that kind of civilization that everyone dreamed of. One of those reasons was what? In that time, one of the reasons was doubt, suspicion. And it's a very dangerous disease in the mind of mu'mineen. Ash-shak. Shak. You know, the first case that brought up against Amir al-Mu'mineen at the beginning of his Khilafah was the case of the third Khalifa. The third Khalifa, as you know, was killed and assassinated by those revolutionary people. And Muawiyah could stop this, didn't. Amir al-Mu'mineen tried so hard to stop this, to the extent that Imam al-Hassan and Hussein were wounded defending the third Khalifa. Muawiyah didn't. But the moment Amir al-Mu'mineen took the office of al-Khilafah, they started to say that Ali has helped and sheltered the murderers of the third Khalifa. And they made these accusations against Amir al-Mu'mineen, and Muawiyah tried so hard to somehow brainwash the Shami people to join him and to renounce the Khilafah of Amir al-Mu'mineen. It is said that the bloody cloth of Uthman was taken and brought to Sham, and it was turned to a bloody flag, and it is said that 60,000 of people every day would mourn around this flag of the cloth of Uthman. A case against Amir al-Mu'mineen. It made many people doubt about the legitimacy and righteousness of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Doubt. For many people it happened. I think in Muharram I said this story. In Jamal, one of the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen, one of the very pious Abid Zahid, companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen, came to him and said, Ya Mawlai, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Inna qad shakakna fi hadha al-qital. We have many doubts about this battle. One side is Ali, okay. But the other side is Zubayr, Saif al-Islam. The title was given to him by Rasulullah, Talhatul Khair, and the wife of Rasulullah. What should I do? Inna qad shakakna fi hadha al-qital. And he asked Amir al-Mu'mineen to send him to the borders so he can be so sure that he's not fighting Muslims. And I think I told you, after the martyrdom of Imam Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, some people went to him and informed him of the incident of Karbala. And he got so sad and looked at them and said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But again, turned back and stood, you know, to the Qibla and started saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And they asked him, what happened? Why do you do Astaghfar? He said, you informed me of what happened in Karbala and it caused distraction for me from the remembrance of Allah. Look how pious this man is. This is the consequence of leaving Ali. You think يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنَعَ قُلْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى الْأَخْسَرِينَ عَمَالًا الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These people, they think that they are doing the right thing. Doubt, it's so harmful for mu'min. In some of the books, it is narrated that in Jamal, some of people, they would seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by touching the camel of the wife of Rasulullah. Sacred camel. Yeah. This woman was so holy for them. And they stood against Amir al-Mu'mineen. According to this, they couldn't figure out which side is right, which side is wrong. Doubt is so detrimental. And Muawiyah was so smart to understand this. Every time, he would inject some doses of suspicion into Iraqi people. I mean the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And you know Malik al-Ashtar was some steps away from Muawiyah to finish him and remove him and maybe restore the Islamic civilization, because the main obstacle was Muawiyah. But he and Amr ibn As, they plotted this to bring Quran on the spears, the papers of Quran. And some parts of the army of Amir al-Mu'mineen again started questioning Ali. You're fighting Quran. You're fighting the word of God. Don't you see that this is the sayings of Allah on those papers? Ali said, these are just papers. Go fight, finish them. They said, no. Are you ordering us to fight Quran? They threatened Amir al-Mu'mineen that we're going to kill you if you don't give up. Amir al-Mu'mineen had to finish the battle. And then they said that, Ya Ali, you have to accept al-Hakamiyya, the judgment between Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and Amr ibn As. Amir al-Mu'mineen didn't accept that. But they made him. Amir al-Mu'mineen wanted to appoint Malik al-Ashtar. They didn't let him. They said, no, just Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. And when they saw the deception of Amr As and Muawiyah, they felt that, oh, we became kafir. Why? Because la hukm illa lillah. Why did we refer to the hukm of the human being? So they started to do istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and that was a new movement of mustaghfirin. And they came to Amir al-Mu'mineen and say, we became kafir, we made you to become kafir, and now you are kafir, so you have to do istighfar to come back to Islam. unless we consider you as, na'udhu billah, as kafir. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, you made me. You stopped the battle. You chose the person. You made this hakamiyya. Am I kafir? And they were so serious. Because when Amir al-Mu'mineen was leading the prayer in his capital city of Kufa, some of those people, Khawarij, would come and from behind they would say, لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبِطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ, verse of Quran. They wanted to say, Ali, you are the example of this verse. If you become mushrik, your amal will be nothing, invalidated. لَيَحْبِطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ, will be removed. So doubt made Amir al-Mu'mineen alone. And that was one of the reasons here. One of the reasons. If you want to do something in the history, this murder of Uthman is so important in Islamic history. Because on the 9th of on the 7th of Muharram, I think, Muawiyah, Ibn Ziyad la'anatullahi alayhi, sent a letter to the Umar ibn Sa'd. In that letter is written what? حُلْ بَيْنَ الْحُسَيْنِ وَبَيْنَ الْمَاءِ. Stand between Hussein and the water of Euphrates. Why? كَمَا صُنِعَ بِالتَّقِيِّ الزَّكِي. Because they did this to the التَّقِيُّ الزَّكِي. He means the third Khalifa. They consider Karbala, even Karbala, as the revenge of the third Khalifa. Okay. The first thing was doubt. And it is so important to understand that. The second is the weakness of belief. People thought, some of them, they understand Islam, but they had no clue what is Islam. As Amir al-Mu'mineen said, these Khawarij are newcomers to Islam. They know nothing. They just have a superficial understanding of Islamic teachings. But they were sincere in their ignorance. They were not like Muawiyah. Because when Amir al-Mu'mineen sent Abdullah ibn Abbas to the army of Khawarij on the day of Nahrawan to give them some advice, when he came back, Amir al-Mu'mineen asked him, how did you see them? He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, lahum jibahun qarihatun litul as-sujood. وَأَيْدٍ كَفَّنَفَاتِ الْإِبِلِ. They have foreheads wounded because of the length of sujood. They're all in sujood. Your enemies, Ya Ali. They are the enemies of Ali. Isn't it so weird? Ali's enemies. We can say for sure they would pray more than us. 10, 100 times more than us. These people, Khawarij. وَأَيْدٍ كَثَّنَفَاتِ الْإِبِلِ. And their hands are so hard, like the knees of the camel. عَلَيْهِمْ قُمَسٌ مُرَخَّصَ وَهُمْ مُشَرَّمُونَ مُشَمَّرُونَ. They are so determined. They are so decisive to stand against you. Weakness of the belief. Weakness of iman. When you know nothing about the religion, then you can be easily trapped, misguided. You cannot understand the situation of the society. If someone tells you to not to do that because it breaks the unity of Muslimin, you will respond to that person by saying you are Wahhabi Sunni. You don't have this level of understanding to recognize the real enemy. And you always don't let the imam of your time to do the right job. This is what Khawarij, on every occasion they do, even until now. We have people very similar to their mindset are very similar to the Khawarij. To the Khawarij. Verbally, it's so easy to say, I love Ali. It's so easy. But when it comes to the reality, it won't be easy. It's so hard to stand with Ali. It's so hard. This is why I said this was Zubair. Zubair was close to Amir al-Mu'mineen, was a relative of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was with Amir al-Mu'mineen when on the council that the second Khalifa established to appoint the third one. He was always with Ali, but was misguided. We have to work on ourselves every single day because it's not over. I think I've told you before in this majlis that in some of our narrations we read that on the day of the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi, salamullahi alayhi, Allahumma salli ala. All those 313 companions of Imam al-Mahdi, they gather around him in Mecca. And it is said in the narrations that they come there by Tayyul Arv. It's not a regular, usual kind of reaching a place. Okay. But in that on that occasion, it is said that Imam Sahib al-Asr, he says something. A sentence, statement, okay? That it causes all of them except five leave Imam al-Mahdi and they go search every corner because they have the stable arms of the earth to find the right Mahdi and they find out that there is no Mahdi except this and they will come back to Imam. Is it easy? They are the most important people. We always say 313. Ya Allah, make us one of them. Even they, these people, they doubt. It's not easy to be with Ali. He says, "Inna amrana," I think amrana, "sa'bun mustas'ab." It's so difficult to be with us. Some people, they think that they just, by coming to the majalis and going to ziyarah, it's over. It's never over. The people who killed Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, they would regularly go to Mecca for the Hajj. But they killed Hussein. Cold-blooded. It wasn't just because of the money. Some of them, they did this, na'udhu billah, to seek the nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's so hard to be with Ali, and because it was so difficult, Ali remained alone. The loneliness of Amir al-Mu'mineen. The third reason is the attachment to this worldly life. Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he became Khalifa, he said, "Look, I know you've got many things from the treasury of Muslimin. You've got to give it back. Justice is coming. Without any hesitation, without any ta'aruf. Yeah? It's coming." It is said in our narrations that Amir al-Mu'mineen, on every Friday, he would clean the treasury, wash the treasury, and pray two units of salat every Friday and would say, "Ya Allah, ashhid that I distributed everything in this treasury of Muslimin equally. Not giving Qurayshi more than the others. Giving Arabs more than Iranians. Giving white more than black. No, everyone is equal in the treasury of Muslimin." And those people who used to live in a higher class of the society for 25 years, they wouldn't tolerate this. They wouldn't tolerate this. So again, Ali ibn Abi Talib remains alone. What I'm saying, these reasons, I say that we have to evaluate ourselves. If anything like this happens to us, will we stay with that Imam? or no? And it's not a very easy answer to say yes, it's easy. I will stand with Amir al-Mu'minin. No. It's not easy to answer. Many of them, look, they faced Amir al-Mu'minin. They would see the prayer of Amir al-Mu'minin. They would see the piety of Amir al-Mu'minin, the simplicity of his life, his Salatul Layl, every good characteristics of Amir al-Mu'minin was visible for them. We haven't seen Amir al-Mu'minin yet. Okay. So this was the attachment to this worldly life. And the fourth reason was the tiredness of people. They were not ready to fight more with Amir al-Mu'minin. There is a book, it's very good for you to read, inshallah. Imam Khamenei, on different occasions, he mentioned this book. And there is a translation of this book. And Haj Qasim would read this book. And I'm just encouraging you to do, inshallah, read this book. Yeah. Al-Gharat, originally in Arabic by Ibrahim ibn, I forgot the complete name of the author. Of there, he talks about the incidents after Nahravan. Because Muawiyah, after Safin, after Nahravan, he started to come and abuse the territory of Amir al-Mu'minin. He would come and raid and loot the cities and burn the cities. And Amir al-Mu'minin was trying so hard to get people together and to go and fight and finish Muawiyah for the last time. And these are the most saddening sermons of Amir al-Mu'minin. You can find that both in Nahj al-Balagha and in this book, Al-Gharat. It is said in this khutbah after Uthni alayhi ma huwa ahlu thumma qal amma ba'd. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِكُمْ وَعَزَّ نَصْرَكُمْ فَتَوَجَّهُ مِنْ فَوْرَكُمْ هَذَا إِلَىٰ عَدُوَّكُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الشَّامِ. This is exactly after Nahravan. Amir al-Mu'minin says, okay, let's be prepared for the battle of the Sham. فَقَامُوا إِلَيْهِ فَقَامُوا يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَدْ نَفَدَتْ نِبَالُنَا وَكَلَّتْ سُيُوفُنَا وَنَصَلَتْ أَسِنَّتُ. Our arrows are running out. Our swords aren't sharp anymore. We cannot fight. Let us go back to our families and do some recovery and go back to you, they would tell Amir al-Mu'minin. In another sermon, when Amir al-Mu'minin asked them to be ready for the battle, they would say what? They would say, وَقَالُوا الْبَرْدُ شَدِيدٌ. They would say, Ya Ali, this is winter. It's so cold. We can't come. وَكَانَ غَزَاتُهُمْ فِي الْبَرْدِ. And this battle was going to happen in the winter. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ يَجِدُونَ الْبَرْدِ كَمَا تَجِدُونَ. They are feeling the cold as you are feeling. The enemy is like you. Why do you say, let us, inshallah, Ya Ali, in the spring we will come. Let the winter ends. What does this mean, brothers and sisters? It means that they were not with Imam. They were with their desires. They would say, Ali, say something convenient, please. Don't give us so much difficulty. And yes, they were through three heavy battles. Jamal, Safin, Nahravan. And this is being with Ali. We don't know, brothers and sisters, if we were one of them. Losing brother, father, your wealth. And again, Ali is asking you to come. Would you accept? Would you accept? This is why Imam Khomeini says, inshallah, in Pure Stream Islamic Post, you translate this speech of Imam Khomeini. He says, we cannot find in the history of Islam, except a very short period of the beginning of Islam, we don't know any people like you. And he was talking to the warriors, and as we say, Razmandaha, that they were going to fight Saddam. He says, we don't know anyone like you in the history of Islam. so willing, so eager to defend Islam. You know, we have some mothers, fathers, has lost 4 or 5 sons. It's not easy. 5 of your children. And they are still so steadfast. And it's a very bold statement by Imam Khomeini when he says that we cannot find anyone like you in the history, any nation. Karbala, it wasn't a nation, it was a group of people. But there is no nation, organized nation like you. Because it was hard. And in recent years, in Syria, it was harder. Now, yes, we see the new world order, Russia, China, BRICS, Brazil, they're coming together and they are de-dollarizing the world and they are, you know, founding new coalitions. But in that time, we are defending the interests of Islam. In Ghurbat, they were strangers, but they, in their 20s, in their 30s, they went and they gave away the most precious thing that anyone has, their life. When we see that, as you saw that video presentation by Imam Khomeini, it makes us hopeful that alhamdulillah, we live in a time that there are people like them. Lebanese people, Iraqi people, Pakistani people, Indian people, Iranian people. The nationality doesn't matter here. But Amirul Mu'mineen remained alone in that time, brothers and sisters. And this was why in Nahj al-Balagha you read, Ayn Ammar, Ayn ibn Tayyihan, where is Ammar? And when the news of the death of Malik reached Amirul Mu'mineen, he said, Malik wa ma Malik. لو كان جبلا لكان فندا ولو كان حجرا لكان صلدا. Because Amir al-Mu'mineen had no one, brothers and sisters. Had no one. Literally, just a few of those people stood with Amir al-Mu'mineen. And this is the hardship of being with Imam. This is the difficulty of being with Imam of your time. So even if you say, inshallah, in the next night, the final night of Layal al-Qadr, if you put the supplication for the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi ahead of all your supplications, which is a very good thing to do on that night, just be aware to be truthful about this ask, this question from Allah, this ask from Allah. You're asking what? You're saying, I'm ready, Ya Allah, let your Imam reappears and his occultation. But am I ready? Am I really ready? It's very good to read Al-Gharat and Nahj al-Balagha and see if we are really ready. Inshallah ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us, inshallah, so we can be really in the camp of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Be with him. There is a beautiful narration. It is, I think, by Nawf al-Bakkali from Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, whoever loves me will be with me on the Day of Judgment. And then says, if you love a rock, you will be with the rock on the Day of Judgment. يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. بِإِمَام means what? We say our Imam is Ali, but maybe one of those celebrities is our Imam. I don't know. It turns out on the Day of Judgment, I'm sitting with the, not Ali, with the other person. Because the real love in my heart wasn't the love of Ali. Because I wouldn't abide by the love of Ali. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, make us the sincere lover and follower of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamullahi alayh, inshaAllah ar-Rahman. This night is the night that the orphans of Kufa became orphaned again. All those children, all those boys and girls whose fathers were martyred in the battles, they never felt that they are orphaned. Because Amir al-Mu'mineen not only brought food and bread for them, but would play with them, but would become like their fathers and brothers and sisters. This was Ali. And subhanallah, how this person puts all of these things together. This is the Ali who kills Amr ibn Abdiwat. And this is the same Ali who plays with this poor child. He is miraculous. Amir al-Mu'mineen, wa ya'sub al-Din, wa qaid al-Ghur al-Muhajjaleen. And our honor is Ali is our Imam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah that Ali is our Imam. And maybe inshallah we can please Amir al-Mu'mineen with our thoughts and our deeds inshallah and our a'mal inshallah ar-Rahman. Sallallahu alayka ya مظلوم يا غريب يا إمام المتقين يا آخر رسول يا بعل الزهراء يا أبا الحسنين يا يعسوب الدين ويا إمام المتقين ويا قائد الغر المحجلين علي for years, for decades he was expecting that moment يا مولاي when he was going to Masjid al-Kufa for the last time. Ya Mawlana, he was reciting this poetry. Ya Ushdud Hayazimaka Ya Lil Mawti Fa Inna Al-Mawt Laqika ولا تجزع عن الموت إذا حل بناديك يا علي prepare yourself for the death because the death is so close to you ولا تجزع عن الموت إذا حل بناديك and don't be sad don't be bothered when the death approaches you ya Mawlana you were never bothered you were always searching for this death you were always yearning to go back to Zahra but like this night Amir al-Mu'mineen is going to reunite with Rasulullah with Fatima al-Zahra Ali is going to inform Rasulullah Ya Akhi wa Ya Mawlai look how your ummah treated me look how they abandoned me Ya Rasulullah ya. There is a eulogy by Sa'sa'at ibn Sohan on the grave of Amir al-Mu'mineen after he was buried. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Sa'sa was one of the closest companions to Amir al-Mu'mineen and he knows who is Ali. This is like this. This is our words too. Anta wa ummi ya Amir al-Mu'mineen يا أبا الحسين هنيئا لك يا أبا الحسين فلقد طاب مولدك وقوي صبرك وعظم جهادك وظفرت برأيك وربخت تجارتك يا علي وقدمت على خالقك فتلقاك الله ببشارته يا علي I know يا مولا now Allah is embracing you وحفتك ملائكته and the angels are surrounding you يا علي واستغررت في جوار المصطفى and you became the neighbor of رسول الله فأكرمك الله بجواره ولحقت بدرجة أخيك المصطفى يا أمير المؤمنين Tonight every orphan children in Kufa is waiting for you but doesn't hear the knocking of the doors. It shows that Ali will never come again. Ya Mawla, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Ya'soob al-Din. It was so hard, so difficult for everyone when they saw how Ibn Muljam strikes your forehead. How bad was your condition after that event, Ya Mawlai? But you were in the middle of your children. Zainab was there, Imam Al-Hasan was there, Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam was there. Every one of them, they did takfeen and taghseen and with respect buried you, Ya Mawlai. But you were one of the reciters of the Marathi of Hussein, Ya Mawlana, Ya Ali. And you're really the main mourner of Karbala. This is why we say, La ya, umke ya Aba Abdullah. In the final moments of Hussein, it wasn't children around Abi Abdullah because there was no Ali on al-Akbar. There was no Qasim. There were no relatives. The final moment of Hussein was like this. On one side, Shimr was standing. The other side, Salan was looking at Hussein. At the other side, Harbal was waiting. Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla. There was no respect. Tried so hard to disgrace and disrespect you, Ya Mawla. This was the final moment that Zainab al-Kubra and the Tal Zainabi, she just witnessed that the Shimr jalisun ala sadr al-Husayn akhidun bil'ayatihi, Ya Mawla. And this time Zainab looked at Medina, Ya Rasulallah, Salla alayka maliku zaman. What happened? Why are you talking to Rasulullah? Ya Rasulullah, look at us. Adha ya Husaynun bin Arab. مسلوب الإمامة والرضا مغتسى العذاب يا مولانا يا أبا عبد الله Tomorrow night will be the last night of Layal al-Qadr. We have no shelter, no hope. We've done nothing to be hopeful of. What should we do, Ya Abu Abdullah? Please look at us. This is the final chance that we have, Ya Mawlai. Let's recite this ziyarah, inshallah. And so Abi Abdullah looks upon us, inshallah, and helps us for the last night of Layal al-Qadr. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati hallat bifnaik. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بغيت والنهار ولا جعله الله لزيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين رحمة الله وبركاته رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات.